My name is Jane Daniel. I am 13 years old. Today is November 29th, and I'm speaking with Jane Daniel, who is my grandmother. We are recording in Greenville, South Carolina. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
My childhood was great. I was the youngest, or am the youngest, of four children. I had two older brothers and an older sister. I grew up right outside of Washington, D.C., so I had a lot of really fun places to be able to go and visit because we're so close to downtown at Washington. When I was a little kid, I took ballet lessons and I took tap lessons and I played softball and did a lot of athletic type stuff. I did pretty well in school. I was cheerleader for my junior high school and for my high school. I had a lot of friends. We had high school sororities back in those days, and I was a member of that, so I had a lot of really good friends that have remained my friends even as an adult. I had a dog named Copper. And overall, I had a really good childhood. It was easy. We played outside a lot. My parents were together and took good care of us. How's that?
Good. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, let's see. Christmas Eve was always a really happy time for me because my dad and I, even though that seems strange in today's world of starting Christmas so early, we didn't get our Christmas tree until Christmas Eve. And it was just my dad and I that always went to get it. And we were also the ones that decorated it. But before, let me see. Other happy times. Summer times were happy. I had friends that would take me on family trips with them. I went to Margate Beach in right outside of Atlantic City. I went every summer with my friend and just had a great time. With our high school sorority, I went to the beach every summer. Gosh, I had so many good, happy memories. It's almost too many to remember.
That's okay.
My brother John, who's the oldest of the four, and I'm the youngest, for whatever reason, we were always the closest with each other. And when I was 16 years old, he was going to college at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania, and he had me come up to Bucknell and go to a fraternity party with him. He even got me a, quote, date with one of his fraternity brothers, so I thought I was pretty special at that time.
That sounds like fun.
It was fun.
Can you tell me about one of the dumbest things you ever did?
Oh my gosh, I need time to think about that one.
We can come back to it if you want to.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there were plenty of them. Right offhand, I can't think of any, but
okay.
I know there were, so next.
Okay. Can you tell me one or two people that have been the kindest to you?
That were in my family or just outside of my family?
Just anybody. You can be family or not family.
Okay. One of the things that was really a great thing for me, across the street there was a couple that didn't have any children, and the man worked for the Department of Agriculture for the federal government. And when I was 12 years old, they had to go to South America for his job, and they took me with them. So I was able to visit all of the capitals of all of the South American countries and was gone for about, I guess we were probably gone for about 5 weeks when I was in the sixth grade. And it was a great experience. And so they were certainly kind to me the whole time I was growing up with them right there across the street. And then...
That's cool.
And,
did you have to, like, speak a different language?
No, I didn't, because I was just really just kind of a tourist. And so even though they spoke Spanish most places and Portuguese in Brazil, I was under, everybody around us spoke English.
That's good.
So, yeah. I remember reading books and stuff when we weren't doing sightseeing, but it was a really fun trip. And let's see, other people that were kind to me, certainly my brother John, because he was the one that he would take me on his paper route with him and ride me around on his bicycle, and he'd take me down to a place called Rolling Wood when they would play baseball and let me be out in the outfield. So certainly he was a kind brother.
Yeah, that's fun. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Probably, let's see. I would tell myself to study harder. I did fine in school, but I think that I probably could have done even better. I think I would have told myself to start to get some ideas about what I might want to do as a career. Turned out that, you know, I was a school teacher and I loved it. So it all worked out in the end. But I think I would have concentrated a little bit more on my goals. I'm not sure of anything else, Jane, to tell you the truth.
That's okay. That's good advice. What are you most grateful for?
My family, certainly. I mean, not only my family as a child, but also certainly my family that is my children and my grandchildren. No question that they're the most important thing in my life. So I'm probably most grateful for them. I'm grateful that even though I am 74 years old, that I have good health and am able to do whatever I wanted to do and be active. So those two things are primarily what I'm thankful for.
Okay. What is the worst thing you remember my dad doing when he was a child?
The worst thing that... the thing that comes to mind, because we even laugh about this now, was there was a time that his sister and brother had already gone off to school, so your dad was probably about, I'm going to say he was maybe 14 or about 14, probably. And he asked me if he could ride his bicycle up to this little store to get, I don't know, candy or something. And it was starting to get dark. And so I told him that he could go, but that he had to come right back. So I was kind of getting anxious because he didn't come. And then when he really didn't come, I thought something had to have happened to him because it would never have taken him that long. So I got in the car and I drove and I looked in the ditches. I looked everywhere to try to find where my boy could be. And finally, when I got home, I'm not sure I remember exactly how I found this out, but what had happened was he had stopped at a friend's house that lived right there on our street, but he didn't let me know. So I was pretty upset with him that day.
That's...
Because it was scary. I mean, I was just scared to death.
Yeah. And so going back to the other question, can you think of one of the dumbest things that you've ever done?
Gosh, Jane, I know I did a lot. I'm trying to think what they might have been. One of the dumb things I did, it was kind of really kind of mean, but I guess now looking back on it, it could be dumb, is that my sister, who's not quite 2 years older than I am, she one time was babysitting in a house about three houses up, and it was dark and late at night, and I thought this would be funny, and so I decided that I would go up there and just put my face in the window to scare her. And it really scared her to the point that she started to cry. So that was a pretty dumb thing right there. I thought it was going to be funny, and it turned out to be not funny at all, because it really frightened her. Because she couldn't see that it was me. She just saw that somebody was looking in the window.
Oh, gosh. Did you get any trouble for that?
Yeah, that was a dumb thing for sure. Gosh, Jane,
I've got one last question.
Okay, what's that?
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'd like to be remembered as a person that cared about others, that took care of her family, that was a successful and good school teacher and helped kids through some tough times. I'd like to be remembered as someone that believed in God and put my trust in Him in all sorts of different ways. That's pretty much it.
Sounds good. I like it. All right. I think the recording cut off that last one, but I think, no, I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to leave it because it'll be fine.
That's fine. If you need to call me back, that's
no,
fine.
It'll be okay.
What's making me laugh, Jane, is that I know I did a bunch of dumb things, but for the life of me, maybe I don't want to remember them. Maybe they were too dumb.
That's okay.
But I know there was... Gosh, I'll remember for a whole bunch later. If I do, I'm gonna write you back.
Okay.
I don't mind admitting dumb things. I just can't think of anything other than that mean thing I did to my sister. That was bad.
All right. Well.
Oh, I know another dumb thing. Can I say it now? Is it too late?
I mean, you can tell me, but it won't be recorded.
Okay. One of the things we did, we had these big drain pipes in our neighborhood, and they were probably, I don't know, maybe 5 feet tall. So we would go into them and go way back where you could no longer see daylight. And then we would turn around in a big circle so we didn't know which way was out. So, I mean, if it had rained or something, we would have been in real trouble. But we were too dumb to realize it. But that was one dumb thing I did. I can remember that when I looked back on it. That was pretty scary that I was that dumb.
Like.
Okay.
What?
I'm going to think about a whole bunch more dumb things I know.
Oh, why?
You sure look cute. What do you have on? I see your shirt. What's on the bottom of you?
Just.
Oh, yeah.
It's just some pants. Today we had... this week is Spirit Week, and today we had Decades Day, so I had a big red afro on and, big giant hoops on, so.
I lost you for a minute. What were you saying?
This week is Spirit Week, and today was Decades Day, and so I dressed up from the 70s, and I had a big red afro on and huge hoops on.
Oh, yeah.
I took them off now. That's why I have super bright lipstick on, too.
Yeah, I thought your lips looked redder, but it doesn't look like you have lipstick on. It just looks like your lips are a little bit stained, kind of.
It could just be the lighting in here. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Did lots of people participate and do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's a fun thing. Now, was it for what? History or what?
It's just for Spirit Week.
Oh, just Spirit Week.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What else did I do? Nothing?
Nothing. That's all. I just have to put, like, a description and stuff in my thing.
Okay. Well, if you need to call me back, I'm going to be around. I'm trying to get my house semi-decorated for Christmas. I've done most of it, but I've got a few things left. So I'll be here. So just call me back if you need to.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I love you, my sweetheart.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.